Enough air finding this. Sorry, I was talking over Craig. Do you now know? Do you know if Aramis is joining us?
My guess is yes. I'll check.
You should send him a reminder, or just wait and he'll maybe show up.
Hey, dude, you getting on? Are you getting on for our meeting? Okay, bye.
I am creating the stub for our meeting.
Hello.
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 All right, I can hear you.
Cool. We're all here. I was just working on the website a little bit to get it ready for us at the end of the session while we're setting up what our goals are. Who wants to check in first?
I went last time, so someone else should go.
Well, I missed last meeting, so I could go first.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Al?
I'm doing fine. Dan, how are you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. I meant with the project.
I don't think I understood the question properly.
How are you doing with our project, human, you know, the activities? How you been doing this week with the, you know, the goals, the tasks, your overall progress?
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. So, mixed feedback. The first is that this has been truly, you know, positive for me and worthwhile, and holy moly, that's good. I've also backseated it, even though I have all those nice things to say about it with the, you know, move and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like I have not done a good job putting the kind of focus into it that it needs. But then the thing that I'm really enjoying is that it's keeping this better version of myself top of mind. And I feel like it manifests itself in little ways, but I also understand that I might be biased to think that I'm, you know, doing better. You know, I don't know how far you've gotten in that book, but, you know, the discussion of, you know, a majority of people are above average.
Not yet. I am, I guess, let's see here, midway through chapter 3.
Through chapter what?
3, 1, 2, 3.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like chapter 7 or something.
Cruising through it, yeah. Well, good, good.
Yeah, I found it very, very worthwhile.
I'll go next if you're okay with that, Aramis.
I am.
Yeah, so the last few days have been kind of a struggle for me, diet-wise, and I found my self-prescribed task of loving-kindness meditation harder than I thought it would be. And one of the things I discovered along the way was that I've kind of got this defense mechanism where I don't let myself feel like people care much about me or like I matter that much, because it helps to keep me from feeling sad, disappointed, that kind of thing. And that kind of kicks in when I try to do that exercise. I don't know if you guys looked at that link or used the guided meditation, which is a different kind of meditation than the one I talked to you guys about. But, okay.
No, let's, so let's, because you're talking about things that I'm not looking at and not familiar with. So let me get to the site. This is the alleyself.net, right?
Mm-hmm. Project Human. So
I was, yeah, I don't want to mess up your.
Yeah, it's all good.
Your update. So continue on and then
I'll post to the Alan Aramis, Dan Aramis Al chat text channel, the link to the Project Human. But anyway, yeah, so yeah, that was an interesting insight. Keeping track of wheelbarrows of dirt and stairs and stuff like that has been good. I definitely think I want to put some more time into making it easier for me to capture that. I've been doing more catching my blood pressure, resting heart rate, stuff like that. So I think that's helpful to me.
Hold on, wait. I think I maybe misheard a part of that. Do you have one of those like watches that does that kind of recording and stuff that, you know, goes with your smartphone and it'll tell you how much sleeping you're getting and your, you know, resting heart rate and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff?
I had one. I don't know where it's at. It had nickel in the electrodes, and so that was irritating to my skin, and so I stopped using it. No, it was just a blood pressure cuff that I use sometimes in the morning.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
No, that was it.
You want to go next, Aramis? Check in and kind of how you're doing?
Sure. So I'm doing pretty all right in general. The past week, I've been trying to get more hours in work. But I haven't really been getting them because one of our stores closed, so there's just not really that many hours to go around. I found out today that I must have made some kind of mistake in signing up for the classes that I was signing up for because I'm not enrolled in them for whatever reason. So it's past the enrollment date. So I won't be able to do the summer classes for this segment of the summer semester for this 5 weeks. But after this 5 weeks, I can get the next 5 weeks. So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, take the classes that I need then. But a little disappointed that happened. But other than that, you know, my diet has been good with the HelloFresh stuff. I have been meditating, not every day, but pretty often. And yeah, that's about it.
Cool. So last week we were supposed to get a kind of a homework assignment from you, and we didn't. That was my bad, your bad, your dad's bad. We just kind of, we're still working out the kinks of this process. But I think this week it's my turn to pick a homework assignment. And so in the effort to not forget it, I wanted to let you guys know that I had sent that link to the Buddhist class in Coursera. Now, when I went to actually try to enroll in it, turns out it's not available. There are some other Coursera courses. I thought that that might be worth looking at. But in the interim, I picked a YouTube video with Martha Beck on Living with Integrity. I have not yet watched it, but I'll post the link here. Downside, it's right at an hour long. Now, you can play these back at 1.5 speed, which I often do, and I can understand them fine. But if you guys are okay with that, go ahead.
I think that the hour homework assignment's fine because mine was 46 minutes. So I think that we actually said we could go all the way up to 2 hours. So if it was a movie, somebody could pick a movie, something that much.
Yeah. Remote. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this might be okay then. Are you guys okay with this one being our homework assignment for next week? And then my value that I wanted us to focus on starting next week was integrity.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Okay. All right. And so we had compassion for last week that your dad selected. You, Aramis, are supposed to be telling us what we're going to work on this week. and we didn't get that captured last time. So I feel like we should let you pick that and tell us what you want to focus on as far as the value.
Let me think.
I thought we just said that we're doing integrity.
No. So what we're trying to do is get it to where whoever's week it is, like I'll pick for next week, my value that I want us to focus on starting next Wednesday is integrity. And so we do the homework, we watch the video, we read the whatever, and then we come to the meeting thinking about, okay, how do I want to embrace integrity next Wednesday? So we're prepared with our goals and, you know, the tasks that we want to work on, that kind of thing.
Okay. Not to, because I understand that you have a more well thought out approach to this. And so the question is a question, not a challenge.
Sure.
Or maybe it's statements first. I'm having a little bit of a challenge. It's like, I feel like I've got so much work to do in some basic areas that we're moving on much quicker than I feel like I'm, just as I'm starting to get a little bit of a kind of rhythm, boom, it's something else. And I'm like, fuck. And so I just feel like I'm just kind of struggling with the like kind of pseudo starting each thing, because, you know, the, I really started off super motivated on the diet thing being my deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did the diet thing for a while, but then the moving and, you know, because it was something else, I got to pick not diet stuff. And that was really just a way of me avoiding doing the thing I needed to be working on.
Oh, okay. I got you. See, I, and that's a valid complaint, and I certainly can appreciate that. I feel like what we're about kind of collectively, as I understand it, is trying to figure out how to more fully embrace what it means to be, you know, a human being, a person who embodies all these different values. And so the idea to my mind then is this exercise in switching from one goal to the next, as far as the value that we're going to embody, shouldn't displace the larger primary goals that we have, like mine, for, you know, the diet, and yours for the diet. Aramis, you know, might be focusing on some other aspect, but to me, you know, courage to face the fact that it's hard and that, you know, I'm not as cool at this as I want to be, compassion to care for myself, love myself enough to try to do these things, you know, integrity, you know, don't, you know, say you're one thing but do something different. Yeah, I mean, there's, to me, it's just focusing on different ways that we bring those values to our project. You know, it's not necessarily replacing the diet.
Okay. First part is, Aramis, what is your long-term arching goal? Did you have one?
I guess the first one I should do is probably stop smoking weed every day.
Okay, you've brought that up before. Is that a, and what is your reasoning for thinking that's a good one to pick?
It just seems like something that you shouldn't do.
I'm sorry, Dan, what'd you say?
I interrupted. I apologize. I was saying not that there's anything wrong with that. It's a perfectly fine goal, but we'd like to understand it better.
Yeah, I think it just seems like something that I shouldn't do for vague reasons. I can't find any direct problem in my life that I think it's causing, but I'm sure it must be related to lots of other things.
I think I can name one for you.
What is it?
You wanted to do the pharmacy tech thing as an option. And the fact that that was going to be a hurdle for being a pharmacy tech made you abandon a previously, you know, desired goal because you thought, hey, I don't really want to do this long term. And this other thing is important enough to me for me to want to, you know, make sure that this is this way or that way kind of thing.
This would be true if I left voluntarily, but I was in fact kicked out for not having the proper vaccines.
I can offer a Another possibility that I think might come a little closer to what you were talking about with your vague sense. If you're really going to be fully human, then you kind of have to approach life primarily sober. That is, if you know you're constantly using substances, like, you know, for me, caffeine is a bit of a problem. Sugar is a bit of a problem. If you're constantly using substances to manage your state of arousal, your mood, then you are necessarily building dependence. And to be fully human means to be freer than that. You have to be able to make choices about whether or not you want to use those substances. And you can't really say you're using them freely if you don't periodically abstain.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I can understand. But I think that I'm misappropriating what you have said to say that I am doing this more by choice than perhaps is reality. And that I say that I am a free individual choosing to do this for a variety of reasons, right? But I think that I've been saying that a little bit too long. So yeah. It's about time do something else.
I'll give you a parallel. At the time I was
Hold on. I appreciate what you're doing there, Dan, but I think that you're out of segment. I think that the point here is I wanted to clarify because we were doing something else, what everybody's goal was, and I noticed that you knew my goal and you knew your goal, but we didn't know Aramis's goal. Yep. And so I thought that was something that needed to be addressed fairly clearly. Yep. Because it sounded like the thing that you were saying is that even though we're changing our virtues, that this is a bigger overarching goal and that these individual things are supposed to be different approaches to that same problem. So I don't think that I was clear on that in the beginning, that my dailies that I'm picking, whatever, are still supposed to be in the vein of, you know, my overarching, you know, being healthier goal. And I mean, the truth is if you're too generic about it, I mean, everything is fitting into that, you know, kind of thing. So it's one of those things. It's just, I think for me, I felt like I was doing too many things at once.
Okay.
But mostly I, you know, I don't want to evaluate Aramis's, you know, goal or not. I think it's a great goal. You know, I mean, we can talk about it if you guys want, but I felt like I sidetracked us and then you guys were on a run, which maybe I should just let go, but I don't know. That's what I thought was the right thing to do in that situation.
Yeah, I would say that part of the challenge for doing it the way we are right now through Discord is it's harder to read body language, facial expressions, and so that's a bit problematic for us.
Oh, let's all turn our video on.
I'm not set up for that, but I could certainly be ready next week.
Hey, Neil.
Okay, well, there's my face, and y'all can at least cool. See my background.
I do. Okay.
How do I change my background?
No, I don't know. No.
But I would say that might be a distraction. So let's table that for now, if you don't mind.
Turn off my camera so you can't.
No. See. It's fine for you to have the camera on. I was just saying, let's not spend a lot of time trying to focus on the technology because that's something we could do offline.
Copy that.
Is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so Aramis, I think that it is worthwhile for us to pick a self-improvement project that causes us to really explore how we're approaching life and what's getting in the way. For me and your dad, our weight and our relationship with food was important enough that we shared that and we thought that was worth doing. I fully support you choosing, trying to approach life in a more sober fashion. But I would say that try to do it that way. I'm not so much trying to lose weight as get healthy. Weight is just a metric that I'm using for trying to get healthy.
Yeah, and I guess even one step above that, my ultimate goal is to be less depressed and to replace marijuana with antidepressants, because I think antidepressants would both be more effective and have less intrusive side effects. So I can imagine that as my greater goal. Your greater goal is being healthy. My greater goal is not being depressed. And I think not smoking weed helps you not be depressed.
So just to belabor the issue a little bit more then, it's not so much a negative goal of not being depressed. It's important to understand what you don't want to be, but it's also important to figure out what is the opposite of that. And I would say to be happier and more satisfied with life. That's you might want to think about how you want to put it in your own words. But to me, it's important to have a goal that is framed positively rather than just negatively, because there's all kinds of ways I can not do something. I could not use marijuana so much by drinking every day instead. Woohoo! Now I'm just getting drunk instead of high. That's not really what I want. What I want is sobriety. What I want is satisfaction, enthusiasm and motivation in my life. Something like that. Cool?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that if you imagine me phrasing a goal, I have a 50-50 chance of either saying it a positive way or a negative way. I have gone significantly more skewed towards the negative. Almost every first goal, first thought that I have is a drill sergeant kind of thought of how I can direct my behavior to better suit my needs. But But I think that Dan is right in trying to change my thinking and trying to change how I approach goals will make me more successful at doing them, more likely to complete them.
Yeah, this is the way we self-sabotage when we don't even understand, because, you know, we can't see it. And, you know, the book that Dan selected for us, that one, that the Why Buddhism is True kind of thing. Which I don't know how we got in a situation where Dan both has a whole book worth of media for us to give, and we want to make sure we don't miss Dan's turn this time because, you know, procedure is important or something. But whatever, I'm going to do all of them anyway because I really love the book. But one of the things that they go through in there is exactly what I needed to hear to completely abandoned my previously held belief that at some point I was going to get disciplined enough to have some kind of success. And the truth is, I don't even care, because that doesn't even work. The idea that you're going to completely be in charge of you, which you, and in what way, and how are these things done? And it really gets to, here's the deal, your body is like a nation. We like to think of it as a something, but it's really more like there's a whole group of, or whole groups and groups of different things that are working to different causes. And that's the issue. You know, the proclivity for sweetness, great trait before we had junk food.
Right, you know,
and from a biological gene standpoint, that hold on to your fat and try to return to your set point weight, wonderful in indigenous people that have a feast and famine kind of lifestyle. Not so great for, you know, dudes that sit behind computers and play video games.
With delivered pizza.
Yeah, but even your mind, like you would say, your conscious you. Well, there's not even one of those. Because, you know, you can change based on which part of your brain, like it's almost like there's multiple personalities in there and they all get votes and, you know, they all take turns being like, who's the in charge vote, you know, based on mostly emotions. So in a way you could say the emotions are setting the signal and then the council's deciding what to do about it kind of thing. And so it's like, oh, well, shit, if you don't get your emotions under control, then, you know, you're not even having a reasonable debate. But if you don't get these things are under control, then you'll not be able to get your, you know, it's all kind of interdependent. So it's like, there's not one aspect of this that is necessary. While you might value yourself personally, conscious thought, I don't know that it is the end all shizniz of the setup, because there's a lot of other things that have influence there.
Aramis, you had thoughts about that?
I think that is really, really great. I think the sentence that really sums it all up is that you can't be disciplined enough. you know, to be happy, to do everything that you want to do. You have to, the way that I imagine it is kind of like, I have to become a person who would already do that naturally, right? I have to assume the character of someone who would then automatically, without effort, be able to accomplish these things naturally as a result of the character.
Yeah, I would say not so much without effort, but rather habitually. So the effort is put into maintaining, sustaining habits that keep you in that stable state, that stable personhood. Yeah.
Yeah, I both need to be enough of a hard ass to have a routine that I go through trouble. Because, I mean, really, that's the issue for me. It's not as much of a discipline thing or like, oh, come on, you do it and stuff. It's really, the issue is more in the, I have another reason of like, oh, well, I don't want other people to whatever. You know, one thing, you know, about Ash that I actually really respect is that her or their priority to be, you know, to their diet. If I had that kind of dedication to my own diet, oh my God, I'll kill myself with cholesterol because I'm afraid to offend somebody by being mildly difficult at mealtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that for me, and I should hesitate in this. Don't take this as I'm an authority because I've read so much and learned so much about psychology and shit like that.
Oh no, we don't think you're an authority, dude. Don't worry,
you do. But my personal experience is that it was most useful for me to partition my mind in terms of how I think of it, its structure for trying to make sense of all these different feelings and thoughts and experiences in terms of two parts, two separate parallel systems that absolutely have feedback effect and influence on each other. And that's the thinking, rational, planning, logical mind. The mind that does abstraction and all that stuff. And then the feeling, emotional, creative, intuitive mind. And you can even hear as I'm describing it, pieces within those subsystems, within those larger two systems. But that dual system model of the mind, I have found most useful. And one of the ways I conceptualize that for myself is that my emotional mind is like a dog, not a little dog, like a Rottweiler, right? And that, you know, it grew up as a puppy and maybe it got beat and kicked and yelled at and hit with newspapers or whatever. And you can try to use discipline to train the dog, but at some point this big animal is going to say, fuck this, I'm out of here. And it'll just jump through the window, break glass and go everywhere. And the thinking mind's left with, well, fuck, that didn't work. So yes, you can be harsh in some ways in order to try to drive the point home with yourself. But generally speaking, we're most effective when we turn those negative goals, don't do that. So the aversion goals into attractive goals, not so much positive feelings, but that's kind of the gist of it is, you know, how do I help the feeling part of my body recognize that the starvation I'm going through, it's good. I feel better when I, you know, go with the program and, you know, I let myself have pride. I track the accomplishments by reporting my weight and I feel the shame or embarrassment when I fail or even backslide a little bit because that's the dosing that we need for our emotions in order to be able to effectively use them to accomplish what we think we should be doing. That's what I found useful.
I think that's super useful. I can't wait till you get to the book so we can discuss it because there's it talks about the modular mind. And okay. I guess he's an evolutionary psychologist.
Mm-hmm. I would say I am too, but that's not my primary focus.
So, you know, it was really interesting for him to talk about from an evolutionary standpoint why you have these different systems and why mm-hmm. you probably think that the, you know, you one that's in charge is in charge. But first of all, you're so stupid, you don't even know what that question means. Mm-hmm. Because there is not a you one, and I can prove it to you. And right. Also, you have no idea how that actually works. So good luck.
Yeah, the other analogy or metaphor I've heard described is the elephant and the rider, that the thinking mind is like the rider of the elephant. And when the elephant is trained and, has had enough good experiences following your directions, it does great. But, you throw a mouse out there in the middle of the path, elephant will absolutely run in terror, scrape you off the back. The thinking mind is no match for the power of the emotional mind. So, you really have to work with a dog to get it to where it'll sit with that snack on its nose and wait until you say go. But ultimately, the dog likes being trained. It likes working with the thinking person. So that's the trick. And the same thing with Don Juan. Body likes being out in the wilderness with me walking around.
Yeah, the resistance to training ourselves, that pride and sense of self, because he talks a lot about the not self, and he gets into the language pretty specific about that, is a worthwhile concept. That the phrase that I've been using is that is not me. Yeah. I am not blah, 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 blah.
So the other thing I wanted to make sure that I, because this is kind of my forte, my area, is Aramis, I know you have a tendency to stay quiet and listen, but you'll benefit most if you're more participative. So I would like your thoughts and feedback on what we were just talking about.
So I think the most benefit that I got from anything that I heard there was you saying that you're using your emotions to train yourself, using your emotions as like a tool, allowing yourself to feel happiness as a reward, allowing yourself to feel negative. It never occurred to me that emotion was something that could be harnessed and that could ultimately lead me down the correct path. I always thought of it more as like a background condition happening to me while I'm trying to do something.
Yeah, the language you're using even belies that, where you're talking about the I, whereas really there's at least two I's, right? There's the emotional me and there's the thinking me. Yeah.
Just as if there's a future me and a past me. And
yeah.
There's so much emphasis that we put on the current me, and that's really kind of silly, because how long you're going to be the current you?
It's not already gone.
If you think about it, how asinine is the idea that both I, current, want to work hard to be skinny, and somehow I can't figure out why I am not interested in doing that? Well, because I don't live in the future. I live now. And to the current me, the most valuable thing is the thing I want right now. Okay.
Not feel pain and hungry.
Yeah, that's
tired,
right.
Tired and weak.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what I'm not doing is valuing my current self. I'm literally a microcosm of that whole but your generation messed up the planet and did all this bad stuff. You mean like you do with your life? You trade a better tomorrow for a little happier today. It's just the attachment to my current self, whatever that is a thing. Anyway, I'm talking too much, and Aramis isn't.
No, it's all good. So yeah,
I got my tone.
You do, but it is also something I wanted to just generally draw your attention to and encourage. Are you okay with that?
Okay,
so
you
were the one that mentioned future self, past self before, and I thought that that was insightful and useful, if you had more to say on that. And if not, you can pass.
In Atomic Habits, one of the things that caught my eye was he said after he finishes using something, he cleans it. And in my mind, I didn't fully grasp that that leads to two conditions. One, you build the habit of whenever you finish with something, you clean up after it. That's the first habit. But two, you build the habit of when you go to it for the first time, that it is always clean when you start. You get into the habit of seeing that space as clean or imagining it a certain way. And to defer from that would be dysphoric. It would be different from how you understood the environment. And I think that one of the problems that I have now is that my surroundings haven't been clean enough for long enough for me to fully develop a sense of what it looks and feels like whenever everything is supposed to be in its place. So a lot of time that I spend cleaning is deciding where things should go, because whenever I initially bought it or got it in some way, I never really found a permanent place to put it initially, right?
Yeah, you didn't integrate it into yourself. And this other component of the self, the distributed self, the self that we put into our relationships with others and into our environment, this self can reinforce the rest of us. So we can create a system where, you know, if I will park, you know, three lanes away from where I'm going to go in, I am necessarily building into my habits some physical exercise. If my office is upstairs, I'm naturally going to go up and down the stairs a few times. But if you clean stuff, you make it ready for use. And so you're lowering the friction to doing the things that you want to do. It's easier to act if it's like, well, I've got everything ready to go. It's right here.
Whereas, it's easier to cook your own meals if you're walking into a clean kitchen.
Right. Right. Whereas, you know, if it's just hard to do anything other than make a sandwich, well, then a sandwich is what I make, whether or not I think I should be eating the carbs from the bread.
So yeah, that makes sense.
That's a more general principle, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I think there's also a part two, because I was thinking about this for my life, because that's a really good analogy, son. One of the problems, I didn't have words for it before, was you become okay with less. Like, this is one of the things that was problematic for me in my life, is because I didn't have anything nice, my expectations in life in general were lower, which lowered my motivation level. One of the things that I noticed that Brittany Woods had going for her was that she was just a little bit spoiled. And because of that, she had expectations this way, and she was less tolerant about accepting less than that. And that gave her really the thing that I'm missing, you know, which is more will.
I will add to this that if you think about the effect of your environment on you when you see it, there are all kinds of triggers. And so if you come into an environment that is more reciprocal towards who you want to be, it's easier to be yourself in that environment. It's easier to remember who you are, who you want to be, to recover yourself when you've gone out into the world and experienced challenge. So your whiteboard, I absolutely think that you want to develop a habit of putting stuff on there to remind you, this is who I want to be.
And change it often.
And change it often enough that it is an active feedback system for you. You know what I mean? If I set the temperature in the house to be 73 degrees, but the temperature only kicks on the thermostat, you know, on the furnace or the air conditioning every week, well, fuck, that's an awful lot of discomfort.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I had not really thought of that way. That's a good perspective.
Now, I will tell you that having said all that and knowing it doesn't mean that I embrace this in my action. Right now, I'm sitting here at my desk, my table upstairs, it's a workbench, with shit everywhere, just debris scattered, and it, you know, it's hard to see things, hard to find stuff. That's not me loving myself. That's not me embracing myself and extending myself into my environment. but I can cope. And this is what your dad was talking about. You know, you get comfortable with like, oh, well, you know, I mean, if I need to, I can find it. Well, not really. I know I've got a camera on here somewhere. I know I've got a charger for that voice recorder thing so I could download or upload the voice recorder, but I can't find it. I have been changing my external environment, you know, going out into the land, excavating, changing the path. That's felt really fucking good. And every time I walk and I experience the benefit of that activity, it rewards me for the pain and the struggle of the activity. So this can be an intrinsically motivating behavior, but you absolutely have to feel like you have some control over.
Yeah, I see that being a big deal. I've had the fortunate benefit the other way with the new house and the new bedroom and the new situation living wise with Amy and the kids. And, you know, while Ermis isn't here yet, I know he's going to be here, and all of that kind of being more together has made me feel enough better about things. I was just like, oh, you know, I really want to go put in the extra. I'm feeling more motivated to do things because I feel better. I care, you know, the thing that I'm seeing the results of my work, you know, I'm doing work and my environment is getting better, you know, and improving. And that's nice. And, you know, it's just,
you feel like you fit it better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is one of the reasons why I decided I wanted to get paint and paint the trim in the upstairs bathroom. It's not horrible. It's just not me. I didn't pick it. It's white, you know, and it's got like wood. And yeah, I mean, you guys have been in my upstairs bathroom. But I thought, you know, I want it to look more like I picked it. So I got a paint swatch, or actually several, and bought foam, thought about it. And I didn't make it. That was one of my goals earlier today, you know, one of my compassion goals. But I mean, again, to go back to your point, Alan, I did not displace at all my focus on my weight. That's my primary focus. That's my main project. These are just little side goals, little things to like, what could I do today? Kind of. So for me, that was one that got displaced. But I still want to do it. It's still on my mind. I've got my list, big list, you know.
How's your fail publicly thing? What ended up on that one? I forgot.
Well, I kind of was doing that with you guys. But part of it also was reaching out and asking for help from past students that I went to school with on the licensing project and stuff. So that was, I mean, and I didn't fail, but, you know, the thing was do something that is hard, you know, that, you know, you might fail, and just do it publicly, you know, so ask for help. That was what I did.
Yeah, that's a fabulous one, dude. Admitting that you don't have to do, I mean, you think about it. It's like, how do you divorce yourself from your ego? Well, the first thing is, I don't want anybody to think I need help. I can do it all myself. Well, okay, well, what?
Well, and even easier, stop caring. Yeah. Like, yeah, just decide you don't care. Well, that's demotivating, demoralizing. You know, it leads to inertia.
Yeah. Okay. So we're getting close. You know, we've got like 15 minutes left. I would like to add an element to this meeting that I think is maybe, you know, silly.
Could be useful or whatever. Yeah.
So the website layout, I think that being able to do a little bit of website stuff would be a fun skill for me to have. Okay. I know that you have linked some videos about HTML stuff in various places. Where do I find that video so I can get to look at it, how to do some of this?
Oh, you mean, it wasn't so much a video, it was I'll put it in the page. I'll do it right now, in fact. So you have the page, right? All right, so W3Schools is the online web tutorials. There's the page, edits. I'll put it at the bottom here, and you know, you can decide if you want to rearrange things. How you'd like it to look.
Well, my thought that would be kind of worthwhile is, this is one of those skill acquisition things that I think we all enjoy, and also in the project vein that we feel like we've been neglecting, Dan, because you said you wanted to have kind of a additional kind of side project to be working on. But I feel like you've been pretty satisfied with your greenhouse stuff, so I haven't really brought it up and pushed the issue much. Also, I've been distracted with the house thing, but I thought it might be worthwhile for you, me, and Aramis, you know, all to be able to go in and, you know, like, hey, you know, here's Aramis's page, here's Dan's, you know, subpages or something like that kind of stuff in here. Or, you know, I just thought that would be a nice thing for us to be working on together as a group, you know, kind of thing. And it would be a good way for you to pass some of your knowledge, which is, I think, something we value is the sharing of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So I updated the page. You should be able to see it down at the bottom there, W3 Schools link.
I do.
And you also see it's linked to Dan's stuff. We can absolutely have a link to Aramis's stuff, a link to Al's stuff.
Yeah, that's what gave me the idea. I had clicked the link to Dan's stuff thing.
Yeah.
Could you do a link to that video that was my homework assignment? And also a link to the book that we've found so much love in, The Buddhism is True.
Okay, so the to-do list, link to Buddhism intro video, that's already there, your homework assignment.
Okay, good.
And then you wanted me to include the link to Robin Wright's book.
Hold on, say that again, because I clicked the link to test it out and it talked over you for a second.
Oh, yeah. You wanted me to include the link to Robin Wright's book, Buddhism is True?
Yes, that would be good.
All right. So I'm going to do, let's see.
It doesn't have to be the link, though. It was just to capture the name of the book. You know, if the idea is at some point that this website should be useful for somebody, then being able to find the things. You know, just having a nice media library, link library of, you know, hey, I'm, you know, people like to grab that Bible and pull it out and read it or something, you know. Hey, I'm gonna hit shuffle on the old, you know, TED Talk playlist or something. I don't know.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I agree that one of the nice things about us kind of collaboratively developing some of these skills is that we are, just like I was talking about a minute ago, with creating an environment physically, creating an environment virtually also has benefits. And so this is something where if we're collaborating on creating our virtual environment, then we are more likely to feel part of you know, community and that sort of thing. So now, do you see the book list at the bottom, Why Buddhism is True, is listed there?
I'm hitting the refresh button. Yeah, that's true.
Cool.
Aramis, are you seeing these things on the website as well?
No, I don't have the website opened up. Let me open it. Yeah, now I can see it. I think the idea of having different customized web pages would be really cool. And I think that works in with my buff wizard kind of thing. I think being able to have a like spell list or some kind of compiled area of information, being able to create something like that is very in line with that kind of personality that I'm trying to develop within myself.
Yeah. Yeah, the one of the things that I've loved so much is that egg video. Having a link to that would be awesome. You know, that's that one you shared with Dan and I. That was a really good one.
Yeah. You know, I will sometimes rewatch movies that I've seen before because I know they will help me to get from one state of mind to another. So, for example, Good Night and Good Luck when I'm feeling, you know, like a bit discouraged, like, you know, the world is shitty and, you know, nobody seems to value whatever. Watching that reminds me that there was a time when the world was pretty shitty before, and people said, look, we got to do it because it's the right thing to do. You know, it's an inspiring movie for me.
That's a worthwhile collection. Sorry, I don't want
to. Yeah, I was going to say Last Samurai. You know, there's several like that. So, yeah. And so I think that lists like this can be useful. So I'll probably continue to do some of my own on my stuff. But I wanted to make a link from this page to my stuff, but I didn't want to just make this my page. I wanted this to be our group page. And so I think it would be useful if you guys developed some skill, some facility with being able to do that. And
is it
work? Go ahead.
Is it against the rules? Because you said we can't have the meetings outside the meetings. Is it against the rules to work on, like, can you and I, like, spend an hour or so after we did this where we talk about the website and collaborate on layout and change and stuff? Is that something we're allowed to do together, or is that breaking rules?
No, I think that's fine. The challenge that we have with the three of us is if we want this to be distinct, then we really kind of need a little space, a little bit of time before and after the meeting to where we kind of don't interact on this stuff. We're, you know, do other things, whatever, to make it, like I was telling Aramis, like church, right? Like, you can absolutely, you know, have a picnic with your neighbor Sunday afternoon or whatever, but church is church. And we don't act like, well, we did church this morning when we kind of hung out and we prayed for breakfast. It's not the same thing at all.
I think that what you're saying is that there's a certain amount of value in the ritual or pomp of the situation to make that thing to be a more special or valuable.
And yeah, so, and if you don't do that, if you don't cultivate that space, it'll dissipate.
I agree with that, but I think that what our church needs right now is a youth group. So even though that this isn't church, it's a church-related activity.
Right.
And I think that raises our involvement in the church and makes those church Sunday sermons more personable.
Sure, sure. It's just that usually you're going to have the youth group meet Sunday afternoon at 2 or Wednesday or Monday, but you don't want to take church and turn it from a 1 hour Sunday morning activity with maybe a half an hour before and after for the visiting, whatever, into an all day activity, because then that'll make people not want to go.
So let me get this straight. So this is any activity that Dan and Alan could do on any day besides Wednesday at 10 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, I would say, you know, let's not hang out, you know, from 8 to 9 and not from 10 to 11 or something like that. Certainly not focusing on this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. So I like that rule. Let's see. Wednesdays I'm free until 9 and I'm free after 10. And I could just kind of, you know, count that. I might even work out a movie night with Amy or something. Might be kind of nice there.
So for this tonight, I was, on WoW for a little bit, running some quests and stuff. And when I flew from place to place, I was reading the book. But for like 10 minutes ahead of time, I was just focused on getting my mind ready for this. But that was me. I'm not saying you got to do it that way.
Yeah, no, I like that kind of information. Okay, so we've got some things we got to get done. So the group focus thing, explain what that is and why it's important again. And then Aramis is supposed to pick, right? Or you're supposed to pick, I don't know, tell me the thing.
That's right. So Aramis was supposed to pick last week what we were going to start focusing on, what we were supposed to read for homework. It's not a big deal, no badness, because we got to chatting and didn't hold to that format. So, but Aramis, you should be telling us what virtue, what value you want us to focus on for this week.
I've decided on the value, and I've decided on courage.
You want to go back to courage? Okie dokie. I got courage. Oops, with an A. There we go. And so do you have an idea of something you want to work on over this coming week that would help you to embrace that courage?
I forgot that we already did courage, so I'm going to change it.
Okay. I mean, I kind of
love the idea of going back to courage because I like the idea of, you know, I was feeling like it was a little kind of chaotic. I was moving too much. But knowing that, you know, I can always drag it back to a spot that I'm kind of stuck makes me feel good about that. And it makes me more okay with the weeks that aren't those weeks because I know, hey, you know, I'm also, you know, this is me letting somebody else speak and I need that.
Okay. Well, let's go with that then. Let's go with courage because the other one I was going to go with was honesty. And I think courage and honesty definitely go hand in hand with, you know, having the courage to be honest. So
does that mean that, because Dan asked you another question, and I don't remember how he phrased it, but is this one of those things where this would be an acceptable answer, Dan, was I want to have courage be the group focus, and I specifically want to use courage in when it comes to honesty. I'm going to, you know, have the courage to be honest. That's the
if that's how he wants to address, because you can be both, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying as an example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you wanted to do, Aramis?
Yeah. Personally, I think I'm going to focus more on honesty, but I'm going to say that the official theme of the week is courage, and I am going to a subset of courage, honesty.
All right, so I'm typing. And when I do this, what I'm doing right now, if I don't get it exactly right, please correct me because it needs to be your value, right? So I said, have the courage to be more honest with myself and others. That's your embodiment of this courage goal for this coming
week. We should be better at this. Go to Discord. I think what we should do on these occasions, if we have our statement, we go to Discord and in the Dan Aramis Al text channel, mm-hmm. we write our own so you can copy and paste that into the location so it can be in our words, typos, and all.
All right. So this is what I typed for you, Aramis. If you want to rephrase that or whatever, do it however you like, but it's better if it's your goal. Do you have one, Al, that you want to do, and I can copy and paste it? Got quiet, so I'm not sure if the answer is yes or no. You're thinking.
I hit the mute button by accident with my belly when I leaned over. I'm typing. Sorry.
Cool. All right. And this is where knowing what the next week's virtue is going to be can help us because we would already kind of have some of this done. I'm not sure what I think I should do over the course of the coming week, but... you know, I mean, I'll go back to what I did, you know, work more on my application needs, licensure, and jobs. That's hard for me. Certainly requires courage. So that's what I'll do for me.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Save that. Go back to yours. We focus on health and weight goals. OMAD diet. What's OMAD?
One meal a day.
Yeah. The thing is that I'm going to, and for me, that's kind of shorthand, but it's basically the, I'm going to, you know, do the shakes, the liquid diet part. Mm-hmm. I'm going to allow myself some space because the straight just liquid diet thing is both hard on me and inconvenient. But if I go for the one meal a day thing, then if mm-hmm. I need to have lunch, great, then I'll skip dinner. If I, you know, don't, you can skip lunch and have a shake instead, then I can, you know, do dinner with Amy. But if I'm going to try to make it a priority to not have more than one meal a day, that doesn't mean I can't have a banana over here or something. I'm not going to buck with myself over it.
Right, right.
It's going to encourage the fact that I'm going to savor my meals by knowing I'm only going to get one today, and that's going to help me enjoy my meals more.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm going to pick out specifically what I want. I'm going to get the thing the way it is, and I'm going to make healthy choices I feel good about. So I'm going to draw the attention instead of trying to come up with a set list for all this. It's like it's just going to be my default choice is going to be a shake, you know, two of the three meals in a day, and maybe even three, but at least two. And that other meal, you know, when I get to doing it, I'm going to take the loving care and effort, because I'm more likely to go out of my way if I know this is the one meal I'm getting today to not just eat a fucking hot dog at a gas station.
Right, right, exactly, yeah. All right, so you guys see the updated webpage?
I do, yes.
All right, so I said next week's focus, integrity. I don't have the link to that video, but I will post it now. Let me get that. And that, I think, will make it a little easier for us to keep track of this stuff. Okay, so and you know, the thing with this homework stuff is, you know, sometimes it's going to be a bust. I haven't watched this. I have no idea if this is any good or if it sucks. Yes. Yeah, don't feel like you have to finish watching if it sucks. It's like, oh, integrity.
Yeah, fuck integrity. All that, dude. It's 2 hours. I'm going to give 2 hours to go. And don't be selling yourself short, man. You picked one, and this is going to be fine. We're going to get a benefit no matter what. I mean, just I was thinking about that just literally right before you said that. It's like, you know, the wonderful thing about this is that, you know, we just become more knowledgeable as a group because we're putting extra research and things, and we're doing it mindfully in a positive area. So, I mean, you think of what a small portion of our life we're saying, I'm going to carve out this time to specifically, if we were a video game, we'd be trying to play the whole game with like one peasant, you know. It's like, yeah. Step one is supposed to make, you're supposed to make like 15 workers right off the bat. You need a bunch of them. No, I've got this one worker and he's the most efficient worker. He never goes the wrong way and he always does it. Yeah. And everybody else is like, you're just stupid, dude.
Hey, what class are you going to play? I'm going to be a warrior. Well, I'm going to be a warrior too. It's better if one of us is a healer. Yeah. All right. So we're about at time. And really what I was saying, I wasn't selling myself short. Really what I was trying to say with this stuff is rather than put the onus on yourself to like, oh, I got to pick the perfect homework or whatever. That's not really what we're going for. We're going for, hey, I think this might be good for all of us to look at. And if we come back next week and it's like, dude, I got through like 10 minutes. It just sucked.
Well, that's a good chance to be honest. There's nothing wrong with that. But
yeah, and we can even text each other midway. It's like, I'm watching this thing. It's really bad. Oh, hell, I haven't watched it yet. No, let's, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or not. Maybe you just decide, you know, fuck it. I'm going to commit to watching
it. Well, that gives you your chance to decide what kind of hero you're going to be. Because I think the first thing I'm thinking is I come back and be like, okay, that movie sucked and I watched all of it. I mean, it was an absolute exercise in willpower. And I know that I am stronger and braver because I sit through that bullshit.
And I know because you've watched a lot of documentaries, Alan, that when I am interested in learning something, I'll pick up a book, another book, or watch a movie. And sometimes I'll pick one because it's like, oh, this looks good. And I'll get through the chapter 2, 3, and like, this sucks. And it's not a college course. I don't have to finish. I'm not, you know, and because of that, I'm more motivated to do it.
I hear you. It for me, because of that, because of you, I actually have a rule, and it's the 3-chapter rule. If I decided I want to read something, unless it just cannot do it, you know, three chapters, you know, just kind of going it with the idea that I'm going to do three chapters. And that's the commitment I'm giving this, because sometimes it takes a little ramp up, you know?
Yeah.
After three chapters, if I'm like, no, I don't really enjoy this and I don't think the information I'm getting out of it is worthwhile, then in that case, I'm like, I let myself off the hook.
Right, because the goal is constantly to be building ourselves up and not to be dissipating our willpower, our
enthusiasm. That's the problem, that's right. Is that we keep dissipating our enthusiasm, and we wonder why our problems are lack of motivation and discipline is so hard.
Because and satisfaction. That's right. Yeah.
All
right. So the Craig last bit of business for the meeting. The Craig recording.
Hold on. I was going to have a things the last Aramis. Give us a closing thoughts, man. I think we should end with a closing thought.
Oh, well, okay. So don't go there yet, because okay. This is business stuff that I wanted before we do our flight formal wrap up.
Okay, gotcha.
The Craig recording, I haven't been capturing them, and so then I'm going away. I mean, I'm capturing it right now, but I haven't been downloading it. And I think
I haven't done those either, and that's why I don't do the Craig thing, because I have anxiety about doing it. So we should force ourselves to go through doing that a time or two, like specifically, because I would be okay with doing that, and I'd like to listen to these and edit them. But because I haven't done that other part, I'm fucking this up.
All right, so I will add that to my courage goal for this week. All right, so go ahead, Aramis, you want to give us a closing thought?
Sure. This is the first week where we've had everyone here and kind of had like a good structure together, and kind of where I knew what I was getting into before I went into it. And I think it has really benefited me, both the group chat in general, where I'm just stating my goals and, you know, being honest and like just talking about stuff more openly. I think has been helpful for me, like telling you guys that I didn't sign up for the classes because, you know, I missed the deadline, or, you know, I messed up somehow signing up. That's something that, you know, historically I would, you know, not necessarily lie about, but, you know, kind of keep on the down low, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's better to just kind of face it head on and, you know, just kind of be better in the future, you know, just learn from it.
Yeah, it is helpful to have a. Yeah, me too. I was going to say it's really helpful to have that kind of group where you can have that support and say, look, this is something I'm struggling with. And, you know, you don't necessarily need the other people to tell you, oh, it'll get better or whatever, or reassure you or whatever. It's just, it's helpful to be able to have a group where you're like, you know, I wasn't able to be fully who I wanted to be this week. This is how I got there. So. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm learning
to fail has inspired me. It really has been.
Well, I'm willing to commit to another week.
I'm willing to commit to another week.
So am I.
I really am.
Talk to you guys about this next Wednesday.
All right.
All right. See you guys next Wednesday.
All right. Bye-bye.